You're listening to SBS News.
5 years ago, Joseph Erekaha moved to Australia after studying to be a nurse in Nigeria. He says he left at a time of worsening police brutality, especially targeting students.
It's a common sight to see police checkpoints on the road, especially when you drive. And then, so you get to be worried when a police officer stops you. You hear cases of people being shot at.
In October, thousands protested against police brutality in Nigeria, with similar demonstrations held by the Nigerian diaspora in capital cities across the world, including Australia. Joseph joined the protest in Perth.
It's just a distress call to say the government, we don't feel safe with this set of officers. Help us.
In 2016, 26-year-old student Regina Isaac was reportedly shot and killed by police during a student protest at the University of Port Harcourt. Her mother, Esther Dongasu, told SBS News no one has ever been held accountable.
They said the incident, the gunshot happened around 8 p.m. in the night. She died around 3 to 4 a.m. in the morning. So she went through so much pain. Nobody cared. And then when she died, she was left outside the hospital. They've taken something away from me. Every time people talk about heights, she's a blessing to me. Yeah.
Decades of frustration were unleashed in Nigeria in October when demonstrators took to the streets of the capital, Lagos, protesting police brutality. The protests sought an end to the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS, a police unit known for corruption and abuses of power. When protests gave way to looting of government warehouses, the military was deployed. Human rights organisations say 12 demonstrators were killed by Nigeria's military at Lekki Tollgate, but the army has denied any involvement. While the protests have now calmed in Nigeria, many in the Nigerian diaspora in Australia say they're worried about friends and family. Dr. Pedis Awema is from the Council of Nigerian Associations Presidents.
I heard and seen, stories, horrendous stories of our people, young people, men and women, children demonstrating on the streets. Being attacked by government using live firearms by government agents, the police and the army, in response to, civil protests on unarmed individuals. We're very heartbroken that this is happening in Nigeria. People are very distraught because lives have been lost, even though the government is still in denial, and we want the government to be held to account for what they're doing in that country.
At the height of the protests, Australia's High Commissioner to Nigeria, Claire Ireland, issued a statement saying,
"I am alarmed by the shooting of protesters and the subsequent violence throughout the city. The Australian High Commission calls on authorities to de-escalate the situation and protect demonstrators exercising their right to protest peacefully."
The Nigerian president has promised to disband SARS and establish tribunals to hear complaints of police brutality. But the Nigerian government has promised reform of its security services before, promises that ultimately led nowhere. Dr. Peter Sawema again.
For far too long, Nigerians have suffered in the hands of police. It is not uncommon for you to be arrested and killed extrajudicially without trial.
He hopes this time, weeks of protests lead to lasting change.